evening, everyone. Good evening to you. My name's Peter, and I'm really pleased to welcome you all here to our family Christingle. It's Christmas Eve, it's 4:30, and there's nowhere else you'd rather be. Is that right? That here at, in Bethlehem, the place where it all happened. So a very warm welcome to you all, and a welcome to visitors, especially those family members and friends who are joining you today. It's lovely to welcome you here, and we hope that you'll relax and enjoy this informal service. And if you don't know what a Christingle is yet, then you will do by the end of our time together. We've been counting down to this day, haven't we? With only one sleep to go until Christmas, and a lot of excitement and anticipation for what tomorrow will bring. And in church, we've been counting down the Sundays with our Advent ring over here. We've been lighting a candle for each of the Sundays, the four Sundays before Christmas. And tomorrow at Bethesda Church, we'll take our wreath and we'll be lighting the central candle for Jesus, the light of the world. So I'm going to ask Harrison, who's going to come forward and light the four red candles and then lead us into our opening words of worship.
Let us journey to Christmas. Now let us journey to Christmas by the light of a star. Let us go to the hillside, right where the shepherds are. Let us see shining angels singing from heaven above. Let us see Mary cradling God's holy child with love.
Thank you, Linda. Name was John de Watteville, and he was a bishop in the church. And Bishop John spent his days telling everyone how much God loved them. He wanted to find a way to tell the children in his village about Jesus and about God's promises. John prayed and prayed, asking God to give him a good idea. In time, God answered his prayers and gave him a very good idea. Indeed, it was such a good idea that is still used around the world, and we're going to use it here tonight. God inspired John to take an orange the next time he went to see the children in his village. And he showed the children how round the orange was and full of goodness. And he explained to the children that it was like the world that God had made, big and round and full of goodness. And then John pressed four little sticks into the orange to be the four seasons of the year: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And onto the sticks, John had pushed some sweets and fruits and nuts. And today, Dolly Mix just... And he explained to the children that these lovely things remind us of all the gifts God has given us in the world. That's okay. And maybe you can think today about the gifts of God that you are thankful for as you come to church on Christmas Eve. And then John took a small candle and he pushed it into the top of the orange. And he told the children that the candle tells us that God sent his son Jesus to be the light of the world, to shine God's special light into all the places and hearts that were dark. John told the children that Jesus loved everyone so much that he died for us on the cross. And John said that Jesus' love stretched right around the world to include absolutely everybody. The minister gently wrapped a red ribbon that you can see around the orange to show Jesus' love going around the world. The red ribbon was a reminder of the blood of Jesus shed for us. And finally, and you can light it from the other candle there, John carefully lit the candle so the children could see that God's light really does make a difference in our dark world. The children were thrilled by his story. They begged John to tell them the story again and again, and they watched each time as he put the orange, the sweets, the candle, and the ribbon together. The bishop had made the first Christingle. Thank you, Linda. So you can place that one here if you wish. We'll stand there. You okay? Oh, okay. You hold on to it and we'll light it again later. Thank you. And Janine is going to come now and read to us the Christingle poem.
Christingle poem. Stay there, Jay. If the orange is the world and the candle is the light, then we know Jesus is with us every day and every night. If the sweets are the seasons and gifts given by him, then we know to always thank God, to praise his name and sing. If the ribbon is Jesus' blood, his love wrapped round us all, then no one needs feel lonely. He'll catch us when we fall. This is the Christingle, a service full of fun. At Christmas time, for all time, God loves us, everyone.
Thank you, Janine. So the Christingle means a Christ light. And we're going to sing now our Christingle song, which tells of this light of Christ. And it goes to the tune of Sing Hosanna. There we go. With an orange, like the world which the Lord God made. For creation is full of his glory, all around we see his love display. Sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, it's the light of Christ. Sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, light of Christ. Every year we give thanks for the season and the fruits of the earth to share. But Christingle is here to remind us that the love of God is everywhere. Sing, God of love, we know thanks now for Jesus. We remember his birth again. But the red ribbon round the Christingle
the story of his cross and pain. Sing this finger, sing this finger, sing this finger, it's the light of Christ. Sing this finger, sing this finger, sing this finger, light of Christ. To complete the Christingle and candle, telling us of the world's true light. For the darkness shall not overcome it, Jesus shines on in the darkest night. Sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, it's the light of Christ. Sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, sing, Christingle, light of Christ.
Please be seated. Well, we pray that the light of Christ will shine on your life, your family, your home this Christmas, casting away the darkness with his love. Well, the time has come to make the Christingles. God is our maker and he has made us to make things. And so you're going to take your Christingles now and the pieces that Linda and her team have kindly prepared for us, and enjoy making your Christingle. Children, it wasn't the children. So, in a moment, we're going to light our Christingles, which is the exciting part, isn't it? Lighting our Christingles. And it's something that you can do at home as well. When you have a quiet moment and you're with your Christingle, because we shouldn't leave it ever alone when it's lit, but if you're sitting with it at home, you can light it and you can pray for that person or situation that's on your heart this Christmas, where you need and pray for the love of Jesus, the light of Jesus, to shine into that situation at Christmas. And the Lord hears that prayer, and he comes near. He comes to us at Christmas. He comes to us every day. He is with us. He is God with us. So as we light our candles now, you can think of that person and situation that you want to pray for as you look at the flame on your candle as we light it. And you can pray for them, for the light of Jesus to be upon them. As we light our candles, we need to be careful, don't we? Because it's fire. So please be careful with hair, anybody with long hair, or anybody wearing a scarf, or with clothes. Make sure that you hold it a little bit carefully. The way that we light our candles, if I could just borrow your one a moment, is the person who has the lit candle will keep it straight, like that, and the unlit candle will be tipped and lit like that and then made straight, okay? So keep your lit candle still and just tip up your one that isn't lit as we spread the light along the rows. We'll spread the light one to another. And that's what we do as followers of Jesus. He is the light of the world. But he also said, you are the light of the world. You and you and you and you and me and all of us, his followers, are the light of the world. And that's why it's good that we share and spread the light of Jesus. So as we do this, we do it with care and we sing the song, Away in a manger. So we'll spread the light. I'll give you that one back. That's yours. I was stealing it. There we are. Okay.
In a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky.
Yes, you can light this up.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Yeah, it's okay. You can remain seated to sing.
Blowing the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no cry. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there.
And Glenys is now going to turn out the church lights. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not put it out. God hears the prayers of our hearts, and looking at our candle, we say together the prayer of all prayers, all our longings to God in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. And I can see all your faces lit up, can't we, Joe? All your faces lit up. And we just pray that your faces and lives will be lit up by the light of Jesus. So when I count down from 3 to 1, we can blow them out, and you can just keep them upright a bit while the wax just settles. Okay? 3, 2, 1. There we are. And we'll put the lights back on so we can see what we're doing. Well, tomorrow is the big day, and we really hope and pray whatever that you've got planned, that you find, just like this candle here, representing Jesus, whatever your Christmas brings, we hope that you will find that Jesus is right in the center, that Jesus is right in the middle of Christmas. And whatever you are in the middle of in your life, that you'll know that Jesus is right there with you in the middle of it all. Your friend, your savior, your brother. And that's the wonderful good news of Christmas that we'll celebrate. And we'll be moving from Bethlehem to Bethesda tomorrow morning for our celebration at 10:30. And you'll be very welcome to join us there. And you'd be particularly welcome if you can help me with two things in the service. One is we need someone from Bethlehem Church to read the candle lighting part, some words, and also a short Bible reading as well. So if you're going to be at Bethesda tomorrow and you'd like to take part, then do have a word with me before you go. And then on Sunday, and all the days get a bit jumbled, don't they? But Sunday, we'll be back here for our circuit service, so friends coming from all over the island to join us, and we'll continue to sing carols and celebrate the birth of Jesus. So we thank Linda, we thank Nick on the laptop, we thank Heather and Sheila and Joe for the music today, and all of you for coming. And it just remains for me to wish you all and your families a very happy Christmas and New Year, and may God guide you and lead you into 2026. And may you get some sleep tonight and not to have an early morning, too early tomorrow. Okay, we're going to sing our singles. Often support the work of the Children's Society and the good work that they do for children and families, particularly at Christmas. And we want to support their work as well. So there is an offering plate as you leave where donations for the Children's Society will be gratefully received. Or if you want to make an online donation, then you can find the Children's Society website and make a donation that way. So our final song that we're going to join in singing together. Thank you. Let's stand together.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, a great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
And our closing prayer on the screen, we say together, Dear God, be the flame to light our way through the dark times. Be the flame to warm our spirits through the cold times. Be the flame to cheer our hearts through the sad times. Be the flame. Jesus, bless us all this Christmas time and at all times. The light in our life and in our world. Amen. Amen. Please be seated, and as one last video song.
All the starry night, when the hill.
Nick has just got some closing sentences. We make this our prayer as we push open the door of our hearts, ready to welcome him. In our watching and in our waiting, come, Lord Jesus. In our hopes and in our fears, come, Lord Jesus. In our homes and in our world, come, Lord Jesus. Bless us and surprise us as we look forward to your birthday. Amen. Amen. Go in peace and have a lovely Christmas Eve night. God bless.